We are here because you have remembered something of your deep ancient feminine magic, and that ancient magic is your gift to the world. And the way in which you gift it is through your transmission, through your embodiment, and then also through how you are in that embodiment. That embodiment will shape how you are, and then also what you choose to do with your ancient magic. So we are human beings, conditioned human beings that live in a very deep spell of forgetting. And so this space is a space of remembering. It's a space where we come and we remember why we're here, what we're here to do, how we're here to do it, how we're here to gift love. Essentially, this is the way in which the feminine moves. The feminine vibrates is through how we're gifting love, but also, with responsibility and with discernment. We're not just gifting our love away, We're not just gifting it because we have it and it's so delicious and everybody needs it and we want to save the world and do it. No, it's not like that. It comes with how do we become masterful? Sounds quite masculine, that word, but masterful artists. How do we become artists of our magic, of our love, of our transmission? That's what we're remembering. And so all of these things can be happening in our lives, our fear, our boyfriends, our transitions, our leaving our jobs. All of these things can be happening. And our task is to let all of that happen whilst we're still anchoring into our magic, so that your magic is your North Star. Your magic is like the pool of devotion. Your magic is like the source of love that allows you to plug into devotion, right? So all of this and everything is happening in our human, beautiful human experience. Our magic is what plugs us into the sacred, which then allows us to be experiencing all of this from a place of devotion, from a place of what is love out of me. So as you go through this transition, as you go through the portals of fear, the boyfriends, the leaving the job, how do you do that? How do you let all of that happen around you and sink into love, sink into your magic, sink into love? And so it's like bringing it to consciousness, bringing it to awareness. This is what you're doing, and this is why you're here, and this is what we're going to be doing for the rest of the year. So that's your devotion, is to walk the path of the sacred feminine in the face of all of the storms that are going on. Fear, the boyfriend, moving, leaving the job, the massive transition. So all of those things that are happening are just testing arenas for how well you can show up in love. And our capacity to show up in love is like, how wide can we open? How wide can we open to not make the things that are happening a problem, but how wide can we expand, rest into that pool of magic and pool of love that is around us and with us? Let ourselves resource in that, expand open in the face of all of the things that are testing us. I'm just kind of like orientating so you can remember, because we forget. So it's like, oh yeah, that's duh. Like, that's what I've been touching. Every time I come to the dance, we have our practices. Every time you come to the dance, the Love Body Lab, your time out in the natural world, all of these, your every night you go to bed and you're dreaming. The way that the sunlight kisses your face, the way that the bird song speaks to you, the birds are singing to you. All of these are remembering, right? And it's just kind of like we're reattuning to that frequency. And then our responsibility is, how do we become a transmission of our deep magic with that plug into that source?